us. But when we're open-handed, that's when generosity begets life. If we have a worldview of scarcity, we hold on to what we've got. We'll protect what we have. We'll be inward-looking. We'll say, we'll keep people away. We start to think that those who are like us are more valuable than those who are different. And all of that inward-looking and holding on to perpetuates that view of scarcity, that view of just enoughness, that's a word, I'm not sure it is, rather than there's more than enough, the abundance of God. And we see this in Jesus' ministry. In times that were tough. So I think it's not, sometimes it's easier, isn't it, if everything's going well and it's feeling good to be generous. But I think our calling, our true calling of generosity is to be open-handed even when things are tough for us and overwhelming. The way that we act generously, I think, comes from our identity of who we are in God. That's why I started off with, what's your image of God? How do you view him and therefore your relationship with him? Being created in God's image gives us that special divine connection. We are sons and daughters of God. Easy to say, it sort of rolls off the tongue, doesn't it? But do we take on what that really means? That we have that daughtership, sonship of God, that we call him Father often. Do we really allow that to change us, to transform us, to make us more open-handed? Because of that relationship, we're the family that gets to join in with God's work. We're not the slaves that do his bidding. We get to join in with his work. And we're trusted with stewardship over creation, those last verses. We're entrusted with stewardship over that full, abundant, open-handed creation, that more than enough creation. And our stewardship is there to enable growth and multiplication, not scarcity and holding tight. Being trusted with creation is both an honour and a responsibility. So how can we respond? I think some things we can think about is how we give intentionally with purpose and order. There was purpose and order in God's creation. Do we reflect that purpose, order, calling in the way in which we give ourselves to each other, we share our lives with each other? It shouldn't just be random, be purposeful seeking justice. After each act of creation, after each act of God giving, the verse was, it is good. Every time we do that, it's good. It adds joy, adds light. It creates more of what we do. Give abundantly. God created abundantly. Our role is to give abundantly, to give open-handedly, be willing to share our lives with other people, to be an outward rather than inward-looking disciples. Every act that we do of generosity continues that creative work of God in the world. It extends it. It's part of that multiplication and abundance in creation. In the verses we read, we see God's heart as a giver, as a creator. And in Jesus, we see that generosity made flesh. John chapter 1 echoes Genesis 1, in the beginning was the Word. Jesus is that creative Word, God's generosity personified. And in his ministry, what do we see him doing? We see him giving time, compassion, sharing his life with others. So ultimately on the cross, giving everything, holding back nothing. Through his resurrection, God showed us generosity that never dies, always bringing new life, always bringing new creation and abundance. And we'll think a little bit more about that at our next central gathering. So, in summary, I guess, for me, our God is a giver. And we're made in his image. And the world is longing and desperate to see that generosity reflected through us. The more the rest of the world turns in on itself and protects its own, the more countercultural it will be to be open-hearted, open-handed, to treat the stranger in the same way as we treat our family. I think our calling at this time is to walk in the knowledge that we're made in God's image, his sons and his daughters, and we share the abundance of his creation. So as we go through this week, let's think about how we can be open-hearted, open-handed sons and daughters of God, princes and princesses in his kingdom. How can we give witness to him? How can we be kind in what we say and what we do? And our generosity, I think, is light in the darkness. Because I think when we give, when we speak, when we act, when we're open-handed, we echo those creative words, let there be light. I'm going to leave you with the words that we said together each time. Because God saw that his generosity in creation was good. And at the end of the chapter, God stands back after creation of man and woman, steps back, looks at the whole abundance of creation, and says, it is very good. Pray that this week we can join in with that creative act of God, that abundant generosity, open-handedness as we go through our week. Spend just a minute in quiet